everyone, and welcome. I'm Megan Kellett, an editor for SearchVirtualStorage.com. I'm here today with Ruben Sprite, a technology officer for PQR, to talk about VDI storage requirements. Hi, Ruben, and thanks for joining me today.
Yes, welcome. Thanks.
So, Ruben, can you explain how you determine how much storage you'll need to support a new VDI installation?
Yeah, sure, I can. Well, VDI and storage is deep impact. And as you notice while reading a lot of information about storage and VDI, I think it's key to understand the theory about VDI and storage. And as you questioned, how to determine how much storage you need to support a new VDI installation, it's key to investigate the purpose of VDI as well. So it's the first starting point. Assess current application usage and user profiles. And it's key to design the VDI solution in a proper way. So part of this design is discussion about stateless and stateful VMs, stateless, also known as pooled VMs, and stateful, also known as assigned VMs. Because stateless and stateful VMs, or stateless video VDI solutions, are they have a big impact in sizing the VDI and storage solution. Also, a key component is the role of application virtualization in VDI. So is application virtualization being used in a solution? What is the usage of application virtualization? Is application virtualization cacheless? Is it shared cache? These are also components in determining the impact of storage in VDI. And also the role of client management solutions such as Microsoft SCCM, they form a role in storage requirements. And storage requirements are twofold. Storage requirements from as you can imagine, from a gigabytes or terabytes perspective, and also requirements from an IOPS perspective. And all of these requirements, such as stateless, stateful, the role of application virtualization, the role of client management solutions, and also the usage of applications and the usage of the different users, these form the basis of designing the VDI scenario and also designing the storage scenario for this VDI implementation. So these are the key components in how you determine the impact of storage in VDI installations.
And how do you make decisions around what the performance requirements will be?
Well, how do you make the decisions? So key is the design. Key are the best practices while designing, and there are a lot of handbooks, best practices, reference architectures for VDI and storage. But I think there are two key components, key elements in this decision. The first one is make sure that the VM, so the VM for VDI, is polished so that this VM doesn't generate the amount of IOPS as you normally do when you're just installing the operating system on a clean machine. So best practices, optimizing, polishing the VM so that the amount of IOPS this VM consumes is as low as possible. That's the first step. And for instance, within Project VRC, Project Virtual Reality Check, we investigated all the best practices in the VDI space for Windows XP and Windows 7 to polish, to optimize the VM. So that's the first step. Just make sure that you consume as less IOPS as possible. That's the first step. And the second step is the theory. Understand the theory about the impact of VDI in a storage space. And the impact of VDI in the storage space there are three steps on that. The impact has to do with the write penalty on the storage platform. The impact has to do with the read-write ratio of applications and OS. And the impact has to do with the latency in included in this storage platform. And these three are key to understand before you really design a storage solution. So read, write, ratio of IOPS, understand the rate penalty, and also understand the impact of latency using different storage solutions. These are the three topics in the theory about understanding the impact of VDI in storage. And when you understand the theory, then you can find also the solutions to solve the VDI in storage is deep impact discussion. And in essence, these solutions, there are a lot of solutions in the storage space. Obviously, there are the big ones, HP, 3PAR, or also HP, EMC, NetApp, and a bunch of other vendors in this space. But there are also smaller vendors, like Fusion.io, for instance, or Wittel, for instance. So there are a lot of vendors in this space who can help you with solving in some way the VDI in storage discussion. And that is, that's consulting. So which storage solution fits the best? There are a lot of strategic questions around which storage solution fits the best. But that's how it is in this space. But understanding the theory and then determine how to solve this issue is that's the approach.
Okay. And once you have the VDI environment up and running, if capacity or performance problems come up because they were undersized, how difficult are those problems to fix? Are capacity problems easier to solve than performance problems?
The question is twofold, right? So the question is, so suppose there are issues, is it easier to find these issues? And are capacity problems easier to solve than performance problems? Well, yes, I think the last one, the capacity problems are easier to solve because just that is just adding disks or adding spindles. And also, performance problems are easier to solve because in the traditional storage space, just adding spindles or disks will solve, in some degree, these performance issues. But that will cost a lot of money. So the main question in that area is it worth the money? Do you have the money for it? And that is part of the discussion. But there is another discussion which I see within our customers, within our PQR customers, that for a lot of customers, it's not so easy to determine the performance problems from a storage perspective. For VDI, there are quite some moving parts in this complete stack. And determining the performance issues on storage level is part of the stack, but it's not that easy. So the storage administrators must not only focus on the amount of free capacity on gigabyte, terabyte, or petabyte perspective, but also determine and monitor the range of IOPS which are still available for this storage platform. So capacity management, not only from capacity, gigabytes, terabytes, petabytes perspective, but also from an IO perspective, is key for VDI. When this is not in place in the current scenario, current solution, then it is key to add capacity management from a storage perspective while adding VDI to this environment. And maybe a good approach can be as well to size a different storage platform for VDI. I know several customers who are in this space as well. So it is not obvious, it is not common to use your current storage platform as default and just land for instance 1,000 VMs for VDI on the same platform without re-evaluating the current storage platform. So re-evaluating the current storage platform, determine how much capacity from an IO perspective and from a gigabyte perspective before you really land the VMs in this platform. So designing, understanding the theory and discuss the solutions which are in the market space around VDI in storage, which I already mentioned. I mentioned just a handful of vendors, but there are a bunch of vendors in this space who can solve the VDI and storage this deep impact discussion.
Okay, well, thank you for all of those answers, Ruben.
Yeah, maybe one of my colleagues, Herco van Brugge, he wrote an article about VDI and storage's deep impact. So it's pretty easy to find that white paper. Just use Google or use Bing and type in VDI plus storage is deep impact. And I'm pretty sure that you will find this white paper on our own website and on Brian Madden's website. And that's an easy starting point to understand the theory about VDI and storage's deep impact.
Definitely. Thank you, Ruben.
Yeah, you're welcome.
And for more even more information on VDI storage, you can also visit searchvirtualstorage.com.